President Obama is taking his deficit reduction plan on the road. Today, he holds a town hall meeting at Facebook headquarters in Palo Alto, California. Yesterday, he was in Virginia answering questions from voters. NPR's national political correspondent Mara Liasson reports.
President Obama was at Northern Virginia Community College to spread the word that he had a plan to control the deficit by cutting spending, protecting Medicare, and raising taxes on the rich. He said he was sure, despite their differences, he could forge a compromise with the Republicans, since both sides already agreed to cut about $4 trillion over 10 years.
The big question that is going to have to be resolved is, how do we do it? And there is, I don't want to lie to you, there is a big philosophical divide right now. I believe that you've got to do it in a balanced way. I believe that you've got to, yes, have spending cuts, but you can't cut things like education or basic research or infrastructure down to the bone.
The debt and deficit are the number one preoccupation inside Washington, but that's not always true outside the Beltway. At the Annandale Town Hall, like a lot of other places, it was gas prices and energy. Mitchell Holloman is a computer engineering student who came to hear the president.
I'm really concerned about the clean energy solutions because with the deficit that we have, most of those solutions and alternatives are far more expensive than the things that we have in place now. So how are we going to reduce the deficit and at the same time, develop clean energy alternatives?
The president has been touring the country touting investment in clean energy technology as a long-term solution to high gas prices. But in the short term, there's very little he can do. There's no single silver bullet, he said.
And if you're driving out of necessity 50 miles a day to work, and you can't afford to buy some fancy new hybrid car, so you're stuck with the old beater that is getting you 8 miles a gallon, that's pretty frustrating. Now, I wish I could tell you that there was some easy, simple solution to this.
That wasn't good enough for Neil Barrientos, a radiology student.
We're spending so much money on gas, and you see it going up and up and up and up, and, you know, when is it going to stop? But what I would have liked to have heard was more about what exactly is he going to do about the gas prices and how he's going to stop that.
Kulsum Faisal, a biology major, wasn't satisfied either. She expects the president to do something about gas prices now.
The government should enforce the gas prices and make sure, you know, California, it's like $4.20, and like here, it's like, you know, a little bit lower. And it's like different all across the country. So he should make sure, you know, it's lower.
But Dennis Shanta, a nursing student who's graduating in 2 weeks, is more sympathetic.
There is no easy solution. Either you can dump money into research to try and come up with alternative fuels, but then that's money that really could be used for Medicare or Medicaid. You could, you know, allow more offshore drilling, but then we just went through that whole horrible situation in the Gulf of Mexico. Sometimes you're in a catch-22 situation where no matter what you decide, there's going to be something that is not beneficial on the other end of that decision, so can't hold them responsible.
President Obama, who begins his re-election campaign with an approval rating under 50%, can only hope more voters are as forgiving as that. Mara Liasson, NPR News.